We's Wrath, something big is happening. We're entering the singularity. Detailed summary. This is a 26-minute video from We's Wrath, a prominent AI commentary YouTuber, recording in February 2026. The tone is urgent, but grounded in personal experience. He's not theorizing about the future. He's describing what's already happening to him right now. Section 1, the alarm bells are ringing. We's opens with a quote from Dario Amodei, founder of Anthropic. The most surprising thing has been the lack of public recognition of how close we are to the end of the exponential. He then catalogues the growing chorus of people sounding the alarm. Marin Sharma, an AI safety researcher at Anthropic, left the company writing a fairly alarming open letter saying, "The world is in peril." He moved out of the country to focus on community building and exploring bigger questions in life. Jimmy Ba, one of the original founding researchers at xAI, said it was his last day there and declared, "Recursive self-improvement loops likely to go live in the next 12 months. 2026 is going to be insane and likely the most consequential year for the future of our species." Weez draws a parallel to the early days of COVID. He remembers a subreddit dedicated to tracking the virus when the rest of the world had no idea. People woke up one by one, first hearing about a few cases in China, then a few in Seattle, and then suddenly all the toilet paper was gone. His point, if you only noticed when the toilet paper disappeared, you were already late. He says the AI equivalent of the toilet paper moment is happening right now, and that equivalent is AI agents. Section 2, building a business while sleeping. This is the core of the video, and where it gets really concrete. Weez has been building an entire software product using OpenClaw, the autonomous AI agent platform running on Claude Opus 4.6. He describes the experience in detail. He gave the AI agent his big idea. The agent then came up with the entire build-out plan, what technology to use, what features to build, the data model strategy, design direction, dark mode, Bloomberg terminal aesthetic, data dense. The timeline is staggering. On February 8, 2026, which he calls day zero, he had the idea late on a Sunday evening. Between 9:50 p.m. and 1:30 a.m. while Weez was asleep, the AI agent built the entire platform from scratch. 28 commits pushed to GitHub in under 4 hours. First deploy to Versal went live. When he woke up in the morning, the thing was live, functional, and looking good. At one point, Weez suggested using WordPress. The agent politely but firmly told him that was a terrible idea and explained why Versal was a much better fit for his vision. It understood his idea better than he did, at least in terms of optimal technical execution. He found himself apologizing for even suggesting it. His role in the process, he texts the agent from his phone, provides high-level direction, and occasionally suggests features. The AI does literally everything else. He explicitly states, "I am not needed for any technical aspects of the build-out," period. The agent keeps a log of everything it builds, so there's a transparent record of its daily work. It uses Gemini 3 Pro for deep dive coverage articles with research grounding. The infrastructure cost so far, basically zero, running on free tiers. Section 3, the Cantillon effect of code. Weez introduces a fascinating economic analogy. The Cantillon effect is a concept from monetary economics. When a country prints money, the people who get that money first have the biggest advantage because they can spend it at the old prices before inflation ripples through the economy. He argues the exact same thing is happening with code right now. Code used to be expensive. If you wanted working software, you had to type it out letter by letter. You had to be smart, educated, and skilled. It was expensive to produce. Then within the last few weeks, with Opus 4.5, Opus 4.6, and OpenClaw, the world changed. Anyone who can figure out how to use these tools can build serious SaaS applications, websites, apps, and businesses. But the world hasn't repriced yet. The market still values software as if it's expensive to produce. This creates a massive arbitrage opportunity. He uses Adobe as an example. Photopia, com essentially cloned Photoshop. Adobe has been making people angry with yearly memberships and early termination fees, but the deeper point is that most Photoshop users only use a tiny percentage of its features. Different users use different tiny pockets of functionality. With AI agents able to generate custom software, Photoshop will get fragmented into a million pieces, each tailored to a specific use case. This is exactly what the internet did to the entertainment industry. There used to be three TV channels with Bob on channel 1 and Susan on channel 2. Then the internet happened and everything fragmented. The same fragmentation is about to hit the entire software industry. Section 4, the age of the centaur. Weez discusses Dario Amodei's concept of the centaur moment, borrowing terminology from Ethan Mollick. In AI context, a centaur is the collaboration model where AI does something, then you step in and do something, passing the work back and forth. This is different from a cyborg model where AI and human capabilities are so integrated you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. Wiz is living the Centaur experience right now. The AI agents build everything, but he provides the top-level leadership, deciding what to do next. He's the CEO and the AI agents are the entire engineering, design, and operations team. All the cognitive labor is done by AI. His contribution is vision and direction. But here's the critical insight from Dario. The Centaur age might not last long. Dario says that right now you still require a human in the loop, but very soon it will be 100% automated. So the window to build something as a Centaur, as a human directing AI agents, is open right now, but it may close. Wiz's urgent advice. If you want to build something, build it now, because we don't know what's coming next. Section 5, Matt Schumer's viral letter. Wiz references a post on X by Matt Schumer that was sitting at 80 million views, called Something Big is Happening. Two quotes stood out to Wiz. First, I know this is real because it happened to me first. The reason so many people in the industry are sounding the alarm right now is because this already happened to us. We're not making predictions. We're telling you what already occurred in our own jobs and warning you that you are next. Second, I've always been early to adopt AI tools, but the last few months have shocked me. These new AI models aren't incremental improvements. This is a different thing entirely. Wiz echoes this sentiment. He's been testing AI models since 2023. In the beginning, they were simple word puzzles and riddles, and they often failed. Then he transitioned to coding tests. Could it create a little snake game? Eventually it could. Each model got better, and he had to step up his testing. But with GPT 5.3 Codex and Opus 4.6, the old paradigm of prompting and evaluating outputs doesn't make sense anymore. The real test now is, hook it up to OpenClaw, give it a big idea, tell it to run through the night building it, and wake up in the morning to find a business. That's the new benchmark, and it passes. Section 6, Entering the Singularity. Wiz believes we are sliding into the singularity right now. His definition is clear. The singularity is the point at which it becomes extremely difficult to understand or predict what happens next, and he's there. He rattles off the unanswerable questions. What happens when we reach full automation? What happens to AI development if it's fully recursive self-improvement? What happens to jobs? What happens to businesses? What happens to software companies? How do you make money selling software when AI agents can build any software anyone needs? Nobody sells air because you can just breathe air. If code becomes as abundant as air, the entire software economy becomes incomprehensible. His prediction, we have a few years ahead, probably during which we'll see crazy businesses built by autonomous agents, what he calls agentic enterprises or autonomous enterprises. After that, something he can't predict. That's the whole point of the singularity. Section 7, The Practical Reality Check. Throughout the video, Wiz is refreshingly honest about the gap between experiencing this firsthand and trying to explain it. He acknowledges that how his message lands depends entirely on whether you've done this yourself. If you've used these tools, you're nodding along going, yeah, I know, it's insane. If you haven't, you're probably wondering how much of this is true, whether he's exaggerating, whether he's giving the full picture. He says, you might dismiss one person saying this, you might dismiss two, but there's an overwhelming number of people all saying the same thing right now. He mentions that he can see the early green shoots everywhere. Peter Diamandis' co-host speculating that a fully AI-run billion-dollar-a-year business might already exist. Hundreds of thousands of developers signed up for OpenClaw, all building things. Somewhere out there right now, thousands of people have ideas that OpenClaw is building for them while they sleep, and those projects are going to financially completely change their lives. His closing thought, this might be the best time in the history of the world to build something. And more provocatively, it might be the last time you could build something like this, because soon even the building will be fully automated and the opportunity window closes.